Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yikes, is that cold? I'm ready to hop the train. Okay. Come on, train. Hurry up. There it is. You see, tonight, Master Legend's going to travel to another part of the country where he's got another hobo camp. Hidden on out, you know, I got them all over the place. All across the country, Master Legend has a little hobo camp hideout. You got to have your secret hideout, as I have said before. Now, tonight, I'm expecting a very special caller. Been a friend of mine for a while. And hopefully she will be able to call on in. Sometimes people have a little trouble dialing in. All you have to do is just hit the link, and it'll show you. Call the host. And then you just call on in, and there you go. Now, she was scheduled for tonight. Hopefully she will call in. So, anyway, while I see if she's going to call in or not, I will tell you some of the latest updates around the town here. Yes, when I first came here to Arkansas, there was a lot of troubles. A lot of troubles, danger around every corner. I mean it, too. I mean, second day I was here, some guy tried to pull a knife on me. Well, he didn't realize who he was dealing with. I kicked the knife out of his hand. He went to grab it. I kicked him in the face, and then I grabbed the knife, and I threw it on top of a roof. Later on, he tried wanting to be my friend. That's how it is. They want to kill you, and if they see that you're stronger than they are or quicker, someone to worry about, then they want to be your friend. So, yes, I came out here to join up with Shadow Vision, And then the story goes on of how I joined up with Shadow Vision. I think I see another caller, but I'm weary about this number. Oh, okay. They just hung up. Yeah. You see, I tell you, there's people that want to cause me troubles, problems. There's a guy, he goes by the name of Devil. And, well, without giving a whole lot of information at this point, and some people already know who that is. People know who that is right now. And, well, anyway, I just trying to contact that situation. But anyway, this guy, he's trying to hassle me, my friend the Irish Saint, and Tothian. And that's all he can do is hide behind the internet. Hide behind the internet. He can't fight a real man's fight. Come to my town. You think Florida was something. Hey, it was something. It was already bad enough. But you want to see some fighting? Come on out here. I'm going to take this number. Let's see if it's the cool person or the uncool person. Okay, here we go.
Hello, Master
you
Legend.
Are,
it is I.
You,
as I'm rich.
Okay.
And I would wonder.
Okay, yeah.
I would.
Got something for
I
you.
I would like to.
I got something for
you.
You
the blessing.
I got a donation.
I love you.
Here it is. Because I was telling you, I was just now talking about you, your devil guy friend, and your weird, perverted, country western guy, the country western pervert. You know, y'all all down the toilet. You heard that? You're down the toilet. The toilet can't even choke y'all down. It's taking forever there because y'all such big turds is what it is. Three big turds. Not man enough, even combined. Three of you combined. Not man enough to face the legend or the Irish Saint or Tothian. You wouldn't want to face the three of us at once. Three of us against the three of you. How about that? I say it right now. Challenge right now. And I'm not going to answer that number again, so you can believe you're not going to fool Master Legend again. It's just that simple. Okay? All right. Well, anyway, oh, I think I see a good number here. I'm going to – oh, this might be my friend here finally. Yeah, please excuse that horrible interruption. Here she is. I believe this is her. Hi, Master Legend.
Hey, it's Hawkins of Vanguard here.
Oh, good, good. I'm glad you was able to get through. Sometimes it gives people problems.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a lot of listeners, and I'd like for you to tell your story, because instead of me asking you a bunch of questions, you already know the story you want to tell. So, So if you want to tell people about what's been going on, I'm just going to be quiet and let you tell the story.
Well, I was thinking about saying a little bit about how I became a real-life superhero, which it happened when I was in high school. I was actually influenced more by you and superhero. You know, I feel like you guys really faced a lot of adversities, and becoming a superhero wasn't easy, you know. And you guys do a lot of really simple things that go a long way. So I started off in high school, you know, just walking in the streets and, you know, helping the homeless, listening to people, anything that I could do. And, you know, it's simple like that, which goes a long way. But in 2015 is when I actually came across the Masons and Illuminati, who I've been trafficked by ever since.
Why do they want to give you troubles?
Well, stupid me believed them when they said, oh, you know, we'll do everything right, you know, because I didn't know everything, all the bad stuff about them at that time. I seen some bad stuff because I was homeless living at the Masonic Lodge at the time, you know, working for them for free at the time. But for I was feeling like it was going to be for a good cause. And they had promised me, because even though I seen some of the problems slowly, like I started to realize pedophiles were showing up at the Mason Lodge and, you know, people were telling me all the horrible things that were happening, and just I was opening my eyes. And when I had gone to the head Mason and asked him about it, he said, yes, it's here, but we're going to change. And I said, well, I'm of God. And, you know, if you would change and, you know, turn to God and on, the Masons promised me, yes, we will. Stupid me believed them. You know, I didn't know all of what they were doing, and that they make those lies all the time. Yeah. So
I remember
what I do for them, though, is like a...
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Tell me the story. I met some Masons when I was young. I didn't understand what their secret stuff was all about, but I never became a Mason. I was too busy. Real life superheroes matter the most to me, not those Masons I heard so many bad things about. So, yes, tell us more of the story. Are you still there? Are you still there? Guess we're getting some kind of a blockage going on here. I'm not sure what's happening. Maybe it's the Blog Talk Radio doing that. I don't understand it. You're still here, aren't you? Let me try to check this again. Don't see what's the problem. Well, anyway, Super Friends, it seems there's a little bit of a problem there. She's talking about the Masons. They have some kind of secrets that they hold that I'm not even positive of what their dark secret is that they don't want no one to know. I seen when I was young, because my daddy was into a lot of stuff there, and Ku Klux Klan, then the Masons even, and so let's see. Let me try answer this next number. And, well, anyway, about those Masons, they've got some secrets up their sleeve. Here we go. I'm going to answer this phone call. Master Legend here. Hello?
Can you hear me?
It's not coming through too good. Oh, I tell you.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, I'm sorry about... Oh, yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. Sorry, it had cut off, I guess, the phone before.
Well, we got about 3 minutes left, so if you could tell people what you want them to know, the special
things
that they should know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, whatever you want to let anyone know about.
Where did it cut off? I don't know where it cut off.
You were talking about the Masons.
Uh-huh. I was saying, did you guys hear about the what I do for them, or that I was homeless there? Or?
No, I didn't. Get to hear all of that.
Okay. So, yeah, I've been working for the Masons since 2015, labor trafficked. I don't get paid for any of it. I was coming out of a divorce at first, and they had ruined my job. My ex had ruined my job and everything, and I was doing marketing through it for people in the town. Just for me, it's like real-life superhero work, just helping people get their businesses going and all. And I was confronted by a gang stalker, so I really didn't have any choice. I was brought to the Freemasons. And they stole my documents and everything, but they had promised me that I would never have to worry ever in housing. Anything I would want or need, that they would provide. And I didn't say okay until they did promise me that they would turn to God and they would, you know, kick the pedophiles out and stop their evil. But I kept doing good and kept doing good, you know, making events for them and everything, which they just used to, like, for evil, to... They give it to pedophiles. They give it to other traffickers. And these are Freemasons, so these are all community events. So, you know, this is the community is the one at risk because they're the ones, the Freemasons are using my events to bring in the community looking like they're good, but to do their evil.
Aha. Okay, so they have a lot to do with that human trafficking. Now, how do you spot that? Can you give our friends, super friends out there, some tips of how we can spot it, you know? Just
yeah.
A couple of good
so
tips.
So the Freemasons got a lodge in every city. So you could see, you know, check out what that lodge is doing, guarantee. I mean, the lodge is going to be connected to any corrupt politician, all of that.
The lodges. Check out the lodges.
Yep.
What should we look for?
Masonic lodges.
What should we try to do?
Mm-hmm.
And what should we try to do?
Well, they don't like females as much. So if you're a male, I mean, I would say maybe you join them, but beware in knowing that they are evil and try to take them down from the inside, but know that they are evil. Give them an alias name. You know, don't come in there as yourself, you know. But the thing is, they will stalk you and all. So you got to be weary of that too. But other than that, if not doing that, maybe just warn people about them because every Masonic lodge is claiming that they're for the community. You will see them being part of the local chamber and all that. They're the ones placing the pedophiles in the schools, placing the pedophiles as politicians.
I'm going to look into it, and the super friends out there know to look into it too. Well, the minutes go fast on the Master Legend Show, so... Sorry, we'll have to get you on another time because we're down to 20 seconds. So I guess I'll have to see
wonderful.
You next time. All
yep,
right, I'll see you
great.
Later.
Looking forward to it. Thank you.
I'll see you. All right, super friends, you heard that. And be looking out for that situation because it's not a good one.